Hello, my name is Hopi Mitchell, and I am here today with Rebecca Mims to talk about basketball. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for being on the show today. How are you?
Hey, what's up? It's young Beck out here, you know, living my best life. Thanks for having me, dog.
So let's talk about how you're feeling towards this year's basketball rankings.
Personally, I'm more of a Golden State Warriors fan, so the fact that they are in second behind the Bucks really triggers my gun, yo. On the other hand, I'm very excited for the Denver Nuggets, because who doesn't love a team with the name Nuggets to be ranked fourth, yo?
Do you think all the trades have had a big factor in rankings this year?
Well, if I'm being honest with you, Hopi, the Cleveland Cavaliers must not have been very successful with their trades, considering they aren't even ranked. They got Brandon Knight and Marquez Chris, but they haven't done anything important.
Well, thanks for being here, man. Glad I got to get your opinion.
No problem. Word to my mom. Drops mic.
Howdy, y'all. Today, we're going to be advertising the printer, the company Brother. All right. Now, this printer was sent by the Lord Jesus himself. It can print the words and papers, pictures, everything you could ever need. It's perfect. I swear, the Lord. It's all the Lord's work, all right? All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to my podcast. So our second guest on the show today is Leanna Salazar. How was your day, Leanna?
Well, my day started off with a headbanger. Like, literally, I got hit in the face with the softball. If only you could see me, because I look like a whale. But anyways, thanks for having me.
So, how are you feeling about last year's seasons and our rankings in the softball Division I? Games.
The rankings for last season in 2018 were Oklahoma, Florida, Oregon, Florida State, Minnesota, Arizona, and Texas A&M. The Oklahoma Sooners, as you know, did win the 2018 Women's College World Series, but I do believe the Sooners have a high chance at winning the Women's College World Series of 2019. Among several new faces are freshman infielders, both named Grace, and a junior pitcher named Giselle Juarez, who is a transfer from Arizona State and an All-American in 2018. These new players will hope to help fill the void of the two best pitchers in program history, who were both named Paige.
Do you think any certain player had a good game in the Women's College World Series?
In Game 1 of FSU versus Washington, Anna Sheldnut, the sixth batter, hits one deep up the middle, putting FSU on the board. But not only that, FSU's third baseman had a beautiful dive in the seventh inning, catching a bunt and getting the runner out. This is when FSU truly defeated Washington.
Jalapeno, and sour cream and onion. The spicy nacho stack.
How many Pringles flavor stack combinations are there?
318,000. Sadly, I'll never know the joy of tasting any, for I have no hands to stack with, no mouth to taste with, no soul to feel with. I am at the mercy of a cruel and uncaring...
Cool, play Funky Town.
There's a Pringles stack for everyone. Sort out.
So welcome back again, our guest, Leanna Salazar. Now we are going to be talking about a sport pretty much everybody knows here in Texas. Can you guess what it is? That's right, it's football. So Leanna, how do you personally feel about the Patriots?
Well, To me, I feel like the Patriots do have a well-stacked team since they have made 4 Super Bowl appearances in the past 5 years.
Do you think Tom Brady has done a good job of keeping the team together and well-disciplined?
Since Tom Brady has made the most appearances to the Super Bowl, I would say he has done a good job at keeping the team together and pushing them to their limits. At the age of 41, Tom Brady himself has now secured more Super Bowl appearances than every single team in the NFL history.
Since the Patriots did win Super Bowl 53, did people predict the Patriots would win? Or the Rams?
Super Bowl 53 set to be played on February 3rd in Atlanta. Most people, at first, did see the Rams winning, but about an hour before the game, the odds flipped in New England's favor.
More information on where Super Bowl 53 was played. It was similar to last year's Super Bowl in terms of the host venue, but not necessarily the host city. Super Bowl 53 was taking place in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Like U.S. Bank Stadium, the building that hosts last year's Super Bowl, Mercedes-Benz Stadium is a brand new facility that happens to feature a giant glass wall. And while weather again will not be a factor in an indoor stadium for the Super Bowl in 2019, attendees will appreciate warmer temperatures outside the venue. Now, here are random jokes. So, you think about my podcast all day. The first one is, if there is a plane that crashed in between the U.S. border and the Canadian border, where do you bury the survivors? Take a few seconds and think about it. Well, I'll have you know that you cannot bury survivors. The next joke or riddle is to try to figure out a word. The word begins with E and ends with E, but only has one letter in it. What is it? Well, you probably didn't get this, but it's an envelope. Also, go follow my Instagram account at Hopi9Mitchell. Thank you. Well, that's all, folks. So thank you for listening this far. It is greatly appreciated. I will be taking suggestions on topics for my next podcast. So if you are interested in wanting to hear a podcast on a certain subject, email or comment on my post. If you have any questions for me, I will try and get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and good night.